my buddy. Welcome to a two-piece flying the Bulldog Hour. Kevin Moore alongside, as always, we take you to three, and good friend Phil Benavides. We got standing still behind the bench for a couple of hours today, shortened by one. He normally has a three-hour show, of course, because we have the finals of the NBA Emirates Cup live from Las Vegas. Pre at 5 o'clock, they'll tip it at 5:30, the Knicks and the Spurs, and I know that everybody at Prime, meaning the Amazon folks, Bezos and company, are very pleased that they get the big market Knicks and they get Victor coming off the bench and the upstart Spurs, and that means big numbers tonight for them. Sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. Certain games they end up with not the matchup they hoped. Anyway, ton of dough to do this, the internet folks. But this one works out tonight, so that is on Prime, and we'll have the ESPN radio feed for you. I'll tell you all about the schedule for today and the rest of the week a little bit later. Very, very busy schedule, including college football playoffs from ESPN radio at the end of the week and across the weekend, and also the NFL now landing on Saturdays as well as we get the final 3 weeks now of the regular season. Get all of that to you for both 1430 and 790 a little bit later, courtesy of Ed Dunkel and his fine business, Precision Civil Engineering, Planning, Land Surveying, Civil Engineering, Landscape Architecture, Construction Management, all there under one roof. 449-4500 or precisioneng.net or precisioneng if you prefer. Either way, just find them on the web for more information. We'll get to that a little bit later. Our de facto co-host Jackson Moore, as always, with us on a Tuesday, coming up momentarily. A lot to go over with Jackson from Bulldog Land. But first, as is the case every day, our other lead dogs want to spend some time with you. Leading off today, the folks at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. Look, we're just over a week away from Christmas now, actually 9 days to be precise. And everybody at KFC locally knows the holidays are such a busy time. And sometimes dinner right now becomes an afterthought because you're worried about the major undertaking if you're hosting on Christmas. But the folks at KFC say, hey, don't worry about it. We got your back covered here with the extra crispy festive feast right now, so that you can feed your family while you're worrying about other things during this week and leading up to Christmas. For just $25, you get 8 pieces of golden extra crispy drumsticks and thighs, 2 large sides of mashed potatoes, 4 warm biscuits, and a gravy flight that features the classic brown, the new white peppercorn, and the new Southwest cheddar gravy. So a really great deal. It's easy for you to pick it on up at the local KFC. It's a great value, and as always, it's finger looking good. KFC's in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. Stop in, tell them thanks for all the support for athletics throughout this great valley of ours. Other reminders, friends at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing afford me the time every day, and they have for a long, long while to tell you about the weather. Again, you can find them on the web at leesair.com or give them a call at 825-5337, which is 825-LEES. They've been in the Central Valley since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. I might have been to do work even during COVID. Really professional people, very competitive pricing, and very timely. So you need any and all, give them a call or hit them up on the web. They also sponsor the Lee's Air Hotline. That's how we bring up guests like Jackson Moore and how Phil not only brings up his guests, but callers from the general public. So mark that down, the Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430. As far as the forecast goes, we were originally supposed to see a 48 today, but we've heated all the way up forecast-wise to 50. So that's right. Get your shorts and flip-flops out. We're at 50 right now. I know the rest of the country is freezing, but I also know it was 81 in L.A. the other day. And we talked about our buddy J.J. in Orchid down the coast, and he was at 81 or 83 or whatever it was. It was 80-something, and that made me mad. So, look, I know it's cold other places, and it's adequate here, but I still would rather have 102, but I don't think we're going to see that, although we will see 60s pretty soon in the forecast. The usual proviso, we don't see the rain yet, though tomorrow the North Valley might get a very slight amount of rain. We're hopeful by the end of the weekend that we'll see some substance here. And by the way, beyond that, the extended for the 23rd Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it appears there are legitimate chances of rain then. So we'll see, as the people who do this for a living and actually know what they're talking about, we'll say it needs to model, it needs to verify, we will just be along for the ride. But if you want to look at what we're viewing, foggy mornings, burning off a little bit in the afternoon, maybe we'll see the sun at some point. But the 50 today, 52 tomorrow, 58 Thursday, then we go 59 and then 65 and 64 over the weekend as we have a chance for showers. The lows will move up from the 40s to the 50s, but the ever-present fog, particularly in the outlying areas, is always a factor. Anyway, thanks everybody at Lees for allowing us the time. Again, leesair.com, 825-5337, 825-Lees. And then finally, a good friend, Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, has been a booster at Fresno State now for three decades and more, and celebrating the 25th anniversary of his great business, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, allows me the time every day to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. But first, about his business, you can find it at 4529 North Marty Avenue in Town Suite 103, or give him a call at 266-7473, which is 266-PIPE. Joe is there, Gabe, who works for Joe. And by the way, that's not the Gabe Camarillo that worked with us. Gabe Camarillo, who worked with us, is over at Channel 26. But Gabe Mullins works for Joe. They're two great guys. You can get more information from them by calling 266-7473, 266-PIPE, or going to the web at superiorpipeusa.com, or Gabe has a direct email, gabe.sbs@gmail.com. Pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses, all there under one roof. If you're someone working around a valve in any way, shape, or form from an industrial standpoint, if you're a maintenance person, if you're working around a boiler, for instance, or your tanker delivery person, anybody who relies upon a valve for the productivity of their business. If that valve goes down, your business goes crashing down in a big hurry, and your bottom line is affected big time. So what Joe can do for you, if you have a problem, stop in and see him or give him a call. He'll analyze the situation, get you a same-day estimate, and work on a same-day solution. If it's a minor problem, you'll be up and running without any kind of major hit. If you've already taken the major hit, they'll do everything they can to get you back up and running as quickly as possible, and that way you don't take that catastrophic turn in your business. After Joe is done addressing things with you, however, if you have a few minutes, he will tell you what he has done to benefit Fresno State, and will also send you at this point to the main website at GoBulldogs.com. It's the best avenue right now for fundraising at Fresno State. There's a couple links right at the top. The donate link is there, and the NIL link, they're up there with the shop link. So check it out. Click on, if you will, the donate link. It'll take you to different areas of donation. The BDF is there, the Bulldog Foundation, celebrating its 75th anniversary. Club Red is under that header. That's for the former student athletes. You've got your giving societies, Green V Society, Myers Champion Circle there. Under ways to give, you also have the sports clubs, and you have the Valley Co-op, which is critically important. We've seen people step up already, including Vance Wahlberg and Jimmy De La Serta, to try to make things better at Fresno State. As far as the sports clubs go, you can get your money sent directly to the team you choose. For instance, quarterback club for football, timeout club for men's basketball. Jack Furtick will be with me tomorrow to talk basketball. Board of Directors Timeout Club, they would love to see more members. Jack said you can call him directly on his cell for more information, 559-287-3305, or you can hit him up on the web at birdingjack@aol.com. That is his email. You have links for other men's sports there, for instance, Dugout Club for baseball and women's sports as well, under ways to give. And I do want to note that the NIL monies are separate but still under the university's aegis now. So when you're done with the donate link, if you go to the NIL link, you have information there. If you have a sponsorship idea, if you have a donation, big or small, and again, a specific sport you want to fund or a specific student athlete, go through that. That has been now under the university aegis since July. Before that, it was kind of the Wild West, though a lot of NIL is still the Wild West. But it's a good way to help Fresno State, and we talk about this day after day. The reality is you're not going to see the $400-plus million that Michigan State got, or what Stanford got from Freeman, or what we have seen other major benefactors give to a certain university of their choice. We were talking, Panish and I were the other day, about Indiana, the great success they're having now. Cignetti, now the coach of the year for the second year in a row. But they've had help from the John Mellencamps and Mark Cubans of the world. It's tough at Fresno State. You don't have those big corporate entities around. So what you need to do is have the grassroots movement where as many businesses as possible and individuals as well can help Fresno State move forward, because it is an arms race, and that's an arms race all about money. And if you don't have the money, you can have the best coaches in the world, but you're not going to be able to acquire and retain athletes, even local athletes, if you don't have the requisite funds. So hopefully people can get involved, and we appreciate Joe Cruz, not only for what he does for us and for the university, but for allowing me the time to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. So thanks to Joe. Thanks to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering. I'll tell you more about his great business later on when we go over the schedule. Thanks to the local operators at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. And thanks to Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. And along those lines, on the Lee's Air Hotline, it is the master of disaster, the king of all these surveys, MrBarkBoard.com. That's right, Allstate's Bark Boy. It is Jackson Moore. Jackson, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You want to go ahead and do it? You want to try that? I love you on the commercial. People don't know that was actually you on that commercial, right? They didn't realize that you had curly hair like that, but that is you, correct?
Not quite.
And why did you allow him to use Georgia instead of Fresno State? You had a chance to get the right Bulldogs in there. You didn't use your substantial clout, did you? It was very unfortunate. And I know you love the fact that that commercial came out so I could harass you about this forever, right? I know you're embracing that big time, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. You've got that boyish enthusiasm that is hard to contain about this. Trust me, I'll run out of gas doing this. So just, you know, bear with me like everything else with me. It'll pass at some point, all right? Just like a kidney stone, at some point it will pass. You may be writhing in pain on the bathroom floor right now, but at some point this will pass, all right? Ever have a kidney stone, by the way, Jackson?
I've thankfully not experienced that. I hope I don't ever have to.
All right. I did, okay? And when my wife went into labor, she reminded me that no matter how much that kidney stone hurt, it did not approximate labor, and she did not want to hear about it, all right? Well, she was calling me every name in the book during that particular time. But I will tell you, the kidney stone did hurt like hell. Tell you that right now. All right, Jackson, I want to start here. We had an email from Dom yesterday we get to, but I want to ask you about Bayon Harris. Congratulations, by the way. Didn't get a chance yesterday. We talked about it all last week, as you know, the way to watch the Central East game for the Division 1A, 1AA champion or 1A championship. And, of course, it was a great performance. I want to say by the Grizzlies, but, of course, that belongs to the other Central High School, to the Bengals. And congratulations to Kyle Biggs and everybody. But for those that were watching the game, whether it was on Spectrum Sportsnet or there in person at Saddleback down in Mission Viejo, they saw Harris. And I've got to think, since he's only a junior, Jackson, there are going to be offers everywhere. I know he was initially on a Fresno State list. What do you know about that, Mr. Recruiting?
Yeah, he does have an offer from Fresno State, and he's got other offers, obviously, probably not as many as you would assume based on what he did in that state championship game. He's got 9, and it includes Arizona and Arizona State and quite a few other Pac-12 schools, San Diego State, Colorado State, and even Texas State have gotten in on this. But still, you know, probably not that big boom yet in the recruiting process that we're probably anticipating he'll see. He is rated an 87 recruit at 73rd in the state, which, you know, probably I would assume he's going to rise up those ranks, but, it's also, you know, a position where
this is why they pay you. This is why they pay you the big bucks, right, Jackson? He looked like a man among boys. And he was just trampling people. And I'm going to guess that, yes, I think you're very sage in saying that his ranking is going to move upward, all kidding aside. given NIL monies and the fact that he's sitting in SC and UCLA's backyard, and you know they saw it because they had people there, of course, the legitimate chance that he stays home, is there a legitimate chance or not?
Well, first, it's going to depend on how much he does blow up. If he gets a lot of offers, you can probably kiss that dream goodbye. But again, it is a position where it's hard to believe, but there's a lot of big, athletic, talented receivers. And I know Xavier Worthy really got on the map because of his speed. It's almost more of a standout if you can be that type of athlete these days than
right.
There's just a lot of them. So we'll see if he gets any offers from this performance, or there's kind of a period here from December to February where schools will start throwing offers, and then again during camp season. But in general, Fresno State just hasn't been very fruitful in their efforts at Central High School or a couple of high schools in the region. So it's one where you're really not counting on it, even though they are putting a lot of effort here and keeping in touch with a lot of the Bengals.
Well, the other thing about Harris, he's only a junior. So, what he does next year, obviously, is going to have great impact. And you're right, because you have a running back there on his way to Arizona. And so it's that thing we talk about so often, that legacy. And this is where NIL has changed so much. I've had the conversation with you, Jackson, a number of times on air, and I've mentioned it countless times over the years that when Fresno State and Jim Sweeney's last year, which was last year with the Bulldogs, 1996, when they went to Auburn to play the Tigers or the War Eagles, take your choice, and our good friend Eddie Bogard was writing for the B, and I think still for Sporting News at that time as well, and he talked about the legacy that the people that you would bump into there that grew up wanting to be an Auburn Tiger or War Eagle. That's what they wanted, and that's what they were going to be if it was going to be possible. Now you can have someone who grew up here and wanted to be a Bulldog, particularly if it's someone who paid attention to the program, started the 2000s, et cetera, when they started playing a much bigger schedule. But the money gets in the way, doesn't it, Jackson? I mean, if no matter how much you might want to play for your hometown team, if they don't have the resources financially that a P4 has, independent of the schedule, it's not about the extra weight room or the aquarium in the lobby anymore. It's about cold, hard cash in your pocket, correct?
Yeah, definitely. And I would say, we talk a lot here about how the NIL has added a layer to the portal, and I would say in these cases it almost feels like the portal has added a layer to the NIL, where if you really were torn between staying home or going off, now you can go off, and if it doesn't work out, you can come back home in a year or two. You're not bound by your one decision, so you can take that gamble, and if it doesn't pay off, I know that's changed Fresno State's perspective as well. There would be a time where there was a certain level of athlete in the Valley where Fresno State might not even bother making the call to offer because they knew there was no chance. But now you really have to develop those relationships because that player may not pan out at that big school, or they may suffer an injury, or you want to make sure, I believe the phrase that was used to me by the staff was arms wide open for any player that feels like they want to come back home to the portal or that you can get out of high school.
Is that a Scott Stapp Creed reference, perchance? Wow, that's very, 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 very impressive, Jackson. I knew you would get it. You're of the right age. They were big when you were a kid, weren't they?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, sure. Play along. All right. Now, if you don't get it out there, just Google it, right? And you'll say what a complete and utter waste of time that was. About guys leaving a local product in the transfer portal, or at least announcing that, surprised at all by that, Jackson, or is this, as you're just mentioning, just the reality of things?
Yeah, Jaden Davis hitting the portal. You confirmed that report this morning, and it's kind of it's a bummer because he's kind of a fan favorite. He's been homegrown, went to Bullard, and it's been fun to watch. He's always had such a positive attitude and a big smile when we interview him, and stepped into a starting role almost probably earlier than we expected last year when Cameron, he'd already been slated to start before Cameron Bracco went down last season, but really had to be even more critical after that. And then, you know, it's on one hand, you can kind of see where probably he's coming from. A new staff came in, and he was relegated to the second team. On the other hand, you look at the depth chart and figure he might have been lined up to start next year with Braca and Ryan Wilson both graduating. It's hard to imagine him not being in the starting lineup next year. So curious to see, you know, if his resume is something that kind of moves him up maybe into an NIL bracket, or if this is a move where maybe, you know, you go to Cal Poly for your former coach and you're pretty much, you don't have to worry about Fresno State staff bringing in a new guy. If you are the new guy at Cal Poly, just hypothetically speaking, is a scenario you could see playing out here with Coach Skipper there. So curious to see how that plays out. Just Aon as well, a local receiver who just was here for the 1 year. He redshirted as a senior, and he's also hit the portal, so he's going to get a chance to get some playing time elsewhere before his eligibility expires.
And that, and to be fair to the players, and we talked about it at the time when it was just transfer portal, that was, as we've discussed, first it was early signing day as Teddy was coming in to be head coach for the first time, and that was the great adjustment that all of a sudden what we had looked for in the first Wednesday of February became something that was of greater import in December than February. And it was, okay, we have to adjust to that. Then came transfer portal, and all of a sudden was, okay, look out. Then it was transfer portal, and you didn't have to sit out at all. The initial transfer portal, you know, was one free move, and that was that. So suddenly now it was anarchy. Then you throw money on it, and now all of a sudden you have the juxtaposition, Jackson, between the legitimate reason, which should have been playing time. That should have been the reason that you wanted to transfer somewhere else. Academics is somewhere, you know, academics is behind right now the realities, the way Sham was behind Secretariat in the Belmont in 1973, okay, about 31 lengths, all right? Academics is way back there. But the reality is, if you want to leave that aside, as far as the most compelling reason to leave should have been, you're not getting the playing time or the style of offense or defense you want. Therefore, you're seeking better opportunity to apply your craft. Now you have to combine money in it. So is it hard, Jackson, to separate the two for you when somebody leaves, whether it is all about playing time, period, or in the back of your mind, do you wonder, is somebody whispering an individual's ear saying, hey, you know what, there's money over here that's not available where you are right now, or not to that extent anyway?
Well, yeah, especially for Davis, it feels like he could be a little bit in between. He's put up a lot of snaps and a lot of game time at this level, but he was also not in the starting lineup, so I mean, there's going to be a lot of Power 4 schools that are going to use as many of those 105 roster spots as they can to grab as many viable players as possible, and they're all going to get a piece of the pie, and they're going to be battling for playing time all offseason, and the cream will rise to the crop, and they'll have a lot of guys on the bench getting some money and a lot of guys that get the money and the playing time combination, but you can't give it to everybody, so that's... Are you curious, you know, does he land there in that pool? I mean, Cal's a team that's been doing a lot of this right down the road. Or is it a situation where perhaps the relationships and the playing time at a school like Cal Poly, you know, more of a guarantee than sticking it out here at Fresno State? Was there any disappointment with how the season played out? He certainly didn't show it, but you know, you're just kind of left to speculate all those types of things in this current environment. And you mentioned, you know, the goal, you know, the idea is more about playing time and getting to kind of the right level of school. You know, if you don't quite make it where you're at, or maybe even if you outplay where you were at the first place, but it's going to be even harder now for those decisions and those projections to be made because, again, let's say you're Jaden Davis and you're in position to start next year, and Fresno State brings in two Power 4 safety transfers. And now all of a sudden, right, your second team in spring, and now this year starting brand new, there's only one portal window in January and not one after spring. So you've really got to make your bet right now. You don't get a second chance after spring ball anymore. I'm sure there's going to be some players that find a way, especially those graduate transfer quarterbacks that find a way to move at the last minute. But for the general student athlete population, between now and mid-January, you basically have to decide if what's going to be best for you in August or September, which is really tough to do with all the moving parts that go into this.
Well, as the NCAA tries to get control of it, the good news for the players is as long as Congress leaves their head where it is right now, and you can guess what I was going to say, but I won't. Okay. That for the players, if it gets to the courts again, the courts will probably ultimately rule that a player can declare every Tuesday about where he wants to play on the succeeding Saturday. All right. So that's what we'll be headed to, Jackson. So if somebody doesn't, you know, like what's going on in the season 3 or 4 weeks in, they can just go ahead and make a statement that on Tuesday they're going to play across the country on Saturday. Is that the good news? Too much.
Well, I mean, you got some of that going on now. I mean, San Jose State starting running back. You know, you got guys that decide they want a red shirt, and if the coaches don't agree, you know, it gets ugly, unfortunately. So I don't think there's any resolution coming to that either. Matthew Sluka is a good example. I just noticed he's the backup at James Madison in the playoffs. So I'm sure he probably would have preferred to play out that year at UNLV if he could have it back.
Right. Well, there's nothing like a 75-year-old judge who doesn't even know how many players are actually on a team or playing at any given time, right, that decides to for the ability of personal freedom and personal rights that someone can go ahead and willy-nilly leave anytime they want. And if your team gets off to an 0-3 start, you can go ahead and play somewhere else. But if they turn it around, you can jump right back and play for them for the rest of the year. Any too cynical for even me, Jackson? Or close to about the norm, probably, right? So I'll tell you, it is not that ridiculous, but it's pretty damn close these days. And I know that a lot of people feel the same way, but, you know, again, we talk about it all the time because it's relevant. I mean, let's be straight about it. Lubbock, Texas is not destination city when it comes to college athletics. However, when you have a benefactor who is worth $4 billion, Jackson, that's how you buy up talent on both the men's and women's sides of the ledger, and you end up in the College World Series for softball with a player that you spent seven figures to get, and your football team one more time, recruiting to the defensive line ranked about 125th in 1 year, is number three in defensive line recruiting the next year. You tell me, Jackson, where that came from. Did it suddenly get that much more appealing academically and socially to play in Lubbock, Texas, or is it money? Would you like to answer that along the lines of, and the sun rises in the east? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about, you know, the relationship between NIL and Portal. You know, now that Texas Tech can afford all those players, they can pick out the they replaced 20 or so players that didn't pan out in the recruiting process with guys that they could pay top dollars for. So you get that going every year, and the margins are very thin. You don't have many teams with down years, and obviously new coaches can come in like at Indiana and fix things in 1 year compared to 3 or 4. And I think that's probably the biggest concern for me right now with the gap between the group of five and the power four, because you know, you get teams on down years in the past, and teams couldn't be that great consistently year after year unless you were Alabama, and now the formula is there to basically be good every year.
Yeah, and look, I'm all for the players getting their money, and I've said this over and over again. However, there's got to be parameters, and the biggest problem I have, Jackson, one more time, the idea of NIL was your performance leads to your marketability. Meaning, as we talked, when Derek or David Carr here, their performance on the field meant there might have been a car dealer in the Fresno area or in the South Valley, for instance, since they were coming from Bakersfield at that point, that wanted to spend money to make that individual a spokesperson because of the great success they've had, so it benefits the business as well. That was the idea. It wasn't to pick somebody out who might project because some coach told you, I really want this kid who's in high school right now, and you go ahead and throw a ton of money at him, and he may, as you're referencing, bust completely, but it becomes just another shrimp on the Barbie. It's the problem that Major League Baseball has, where the NBA and the National Football League don't have the problem because they have a relatively hard cap where baseball still allows you to spend, so the Yankees can make countless mistakes with free agents and just toss them aside because it doesn't matter, where the Seattle Mariners, if they make a mistake, it can be catastrophic to their bottom line. Okay, the bottom line is you have put everybody in a position now where if you've got NIL money, you can project, like we said, you can say, you know, you can go to your benefactors. You've got maybe one of the monster car dealer guys all across the Southeast, and you're at Alabama, for instance, and Kellen DeBoer can go to them and say, here are the five best offensive linemen in the country that I see coming in the class or whatever. I want them all. And they say, okay, we'll go ahead and make the five spokespeople, even though I don't even know who the hell they are, nor do the community folks know who they are. But that's not the point. And that's why it's just completely bass ackwards right now, and there is no way to solve it unless you're one of the haves, which begs the question, since you are a guy who is front and center with Oregon recruiting, we talked about the shifting of your duties through CBS. You were nice enough to stay with Fresno State, and that's really great, and everybody appreciates it. But when you see the have that is Oregon, how in the world, outside of the USCs of the world, does anybody compete with Oregon on the West Coast right now for the acquisition of players?
Yeah, it's the wild thing that I've experienced covering Oregon recruiting is seeing, you're collaborating with other big, programs that are in the top 10 in the playoff race, and you're seeing reporters from Penn State and from LSU saying, this prospect's out because the program's not going to match what Oregon has to offer this kid. So
right.
You've got these programs that seem a million miles away from most of college athletics that are also behind relative to maybe the top one, two, or three, the Oregon's, maybe even the Texas Techs you could throw in there, that the money is going out for some of these recruits. And, it's still not – no. The Duck players aren't showing up to campus with seven figures across the board or anything, but the gap is wide enough to where other schools aren't able to match, and that gap is much wider, obviously, to a lot of the schools on the West Coast and even astronomically to the Group of Five. So, that's kind of the world the way it is right now. And if you're Fresno State, I don't think you ever worry about battling with an Oregon for a recruit. Even before NIL, the Bulldogs weren't going to steal many recruits from the Ducks. I remember when I started covering Stanford, I looked for the past decade if Fresno State and Stanford had ever crossed paths recruiting, and there wasn't one Cardinal player, there wasn't one Bulldog right. player who had a Stanford offer. It was just different worlds even before NIL, but you can't fall too far behind within your peer group, and that's going to be the biggest task for Fresno State and the Pack in general. All of these schools really need to be in at a different level than the Group of Five if they want to distance themselves. And within the Pack, you've got to be able to maintain and be competitive in that sphere as well if you're going to be competitive year in and year out.
That's why you and I were talking a few weeks ago about whether we're ultimately going to see tiering that means you have to play with conference, and also if you're going to have a national championship of any kind at your particular level, it will have to be with an agreed upon minimum and maximum cap. Otherwise, you can't compete. The late, great Glenn Frey, who has relatives, by the way, still in Clovis, and of course he was one of the founders of the Eagles, and passed away way too soon. He had the song long ago, I Got Mine, right? And there's a lot of that I Got Mine around. If you're one of the haves, you're not concerned about the have-nots. I've mentioned to you many times that when we used to have the football pool 20-some-odd years ago, that I had one friend of mine when I was living at Woodward Lake, and I was going to deliver the pool sheet to him so he knew who picked what games. And I found out that, initially I said, hey, because there are different tracks up there at Woodward Lake. Some are behind gates and some are not. And I said, are you behind the gates? He goes, oh, no. Gates are for Nazis, right? And so we laughed about it. And so then the next year, I find out he had moved to one of the gated communities. And I said, I thought you said gates were for Nazis. And he said, no, gates are to keep hooligans like you, meaning me, out. In other words, Jackson, the minute he became one of the haves, all right, suddenly you were no longer the oppressors, all right? You are someone protecting your wealth. I think we see a lot of that in college sports right now, correct?
Yeah, it's... I'm curious to see if we even see it within conferences. I just don't see how the SEC can be as perceivably deep and competitive as it is, and not look at some of that Big Ten and wonder how that those teams are all going to coexist for the foreseeable future. If you've got half of that conference playing a different game than the other half, it feels like.
Yep.
And then again, you've got the bottom half playing another game than the group of fives in the world. So it's I'm looking at Cal, you know, they're next, not too far off from the state. They probably had a budget of about $10 million for football, a little more, perhaps, as I've heard. And that's probably more than double what Fresno State has to work with. So even then, you know, that's where you get Cal can pull in 7-8 offensive linemen basically before Fresno State gets there first. And it's tough to compete
right.
With that tier. But again, if you're Fresno State, you know, you're fighting for a lot of the same guys as the Boise States and the Utah States and the Oregon States, and you got to find a way to first win that and then see what happens from there.
Well, as we talked, if we end up with 1, 2, and 3 as tiers, with 3 being where the Mountain West of the world are ultimately going to be in the AACs, what have you, and hopefully the Pac is not going to be there, that you've got to be on that second tier. You have to, and that second tier is not only going to include the Pacs of the world, but it's probably going to include most of what is now the ACC, a lot of the bottom of even the big conferences, particularly the Big Ten, where they're not going to, the networks are not going to pay the same amount of money for a Rutgers that they do in Ohio State. That's just a reality. And social Darwinism is going to take over, is what's going to happen. But then you now, when we started that first bit of economic quotient, we didn't factor in the allowance for schools to be able to spend money directly to players. Again, it was, is your weight room the best? How are your academics for certain people? The amenities were important, right? Your training table, those are still important, but they are completely superseded by the ability for major benefactors to basically front a program and say, how much money do you need? I'm going to give you this amount. I'm going to tell everybody it's for NIL because I want these players to be spokespeople. And yes, the new commission is going to try to rein this in, but they're going to have no hope in reining it in if a sponsor says it is within the right of this player and within my rights as a benefactor, as a sponsor, to have this individual, even though nobody's heard of him in my market, to have him as my spokesperson, because no court is going to stop it. That's why the only people that can stop it are the folks in Congress. And right now they have got a lot of other things that are much more important in their eyes than what's going on in college football. And not only that, but in certain areas of the country, they don't want to rein it in because they're one of the haves. And we talk about it all the time, but that's where we're at. Jackson, very quickly here, and you and I will pick this up on Thursday. Dom's email yesterday asking essentially if the PAC, because it is going to be the little engine that could, it does not want to be pulled down into a lower tier. It wants to be respected by the higher tiers. Is it one for all and all for one? I brought this up. Tom Flores, we used to visit with Tom about the Raiders. He would talk about the AFL days when they had the merger, but the leagues were still separate for 4 years. They had the merger because they wanted a common draft, because both the AFL and NFL realized the leverage belonged to the players if there was a bidding war. So 66, 67, 68, and 69 seasons, they were still separate, but they played the Super Bowl. Then in 1970, they became one league, and you had the conferences and not the separate leagues. But for those 4 years that they were separate, Tom Flores said, for instance, the Raiders and Chiefs hated one another. They still hate one another, but particularly hated one another then. But if one of them made the Super Bowl, you had to put that animosity aside, because for the benefit of your league, your upstart league, you needed the respect. And after they lost the first two Super Bowls, the Raiders lost one and the Chiefs lost one to the Packers, Vince Lombardi said, this league, the AFL, does not belong in the same field with us. Well, the last two Super Bowls before the merger, the Jets upset the Colts, and then the Chiefs upset the Vikings. So it was 2-2 when they got to the 70s. But for those 4 years, Jackson, when they were separate, Tom Flores said, even if you hated the team that was representing your league, you had to pull for them. Does that apply to a Fresno State relationship with a Boise State or any other team in a postseason situation that you want to fight like hell next year to win your league, but you got to pull for those teams you can't stand if they're the ones who move forward? Is that reality or is it not?
I think part of it is the fact that these schools have made this decision to break off. They want to make sure it pays off. So imagine if you're rooting against these schools and all of a sudden you look at the national standings and top 25 and you've got Mountain West schools with votes and better records than no one from the Pac-12 in that discussion. And that would be a tough pill to swallow. So I think in general, you really want to make sure this conference is superior on the field to the Mountain West and some of these other group of five leagues. And obviously if you split apart the teams right now and look at how they did, that's not really the case. But I think what they do have going for them here is that the Pac-12 will be getting significantly more money, two, three, four times what the Mountain West schools are likely going to end up getting. And, that's something you hope compounds year over year, and that maybe by the end of that contract, these two conferences look quite a bit apart when you look at who's nationally relevant and what the head-to-head between those two conferences look like. And I think probably the biggest thing the conference could do is be able to poach from the others. It doesn't seem like that's in the cards anytime soon. But again, if you had Memphis and or Tulane, or if you could find a way to grab UNLV at some point, I think that further crosses the separation and the perception of the Pac-12 compared to the rest of the group of five. But for the only thing you can do now until that big domino falls is win, and win a lot. And hopefully they can do that on the football field. I think they're well set with Gonzaga, especially on basketball, but you got to make it happen in football. And there's not a juggernaut in the conference right now.
That's a very reasoned, very rational, mature response. And I will say, all that's a given. A lot of Bulldog fans really enjoyed watching Boise State get their head kicked in by Washington over the weekend. So there you go. That's the other part of the ledger, Jackson. So we'll see. If they're under the PAC moniker next year, that kind of thing happens, which of course they will be, we'll see if there's a greater deal of sympathy or not in Bulldog land. I have a hunch I know the answer to that. All right, on that high note, is the special still going on the board right now? Where you at?
Yes, it's 50% off a year right now for VIP. Gets you in for $5 a month for the whole year through the off season and into all of the 2026 season. So hope people get on that and take advantage.
Appreciate it, my friend. I'll talk to you on Thursday. Take care. People visit the board. And I do agree with you on everything you said. And you and I both can ride off into the sunset where everybody else hurls things at us as we go. Just make sure you duck. You know what I mean? I'll talk to you later, Jackson. Take care.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
All right. And Duck, speaking of that, he's in charge of recruiting at Oregon. How's that for a segue? All right, guys, take a break. Come back, tell you about the schedule. Hand it off to Phil. And then it's time for Vegas, baby. The Knicks and the Spurs, the Emirates Cup final tonight. So that's coming up. I'll tell you all about the schedule for both 1430 and 790 after the break as the Bulldog Hour continues on this Tuesday on Central Valley Sports Leader 1430 ESPN.
Everybody, welcome back. Cut my slump show, hand it off to Phil as I stand and show behind you. That's 2 hours today, and then it's time for the Emirates Cup final from Las Vegas. So of the three at 5, tip it at 5:30, the Knicks and the Spurs. I think the Spurs are going to keep Wemby on the bench to start. He's still coming back from injury, but he has been a major factor, and the Spurs look very, very good. Of course, the Knicks picked by many to get out of the East and trying to chase down a title, a real title, not the Emirates title. That's all well and good, but they haven't won the whole thing since Clyde Frazier in the gang in 1973 when Phil Jackson was still playing for the Knicks, for goodness sake. Anyway, that's over on 1430 tonight. Sharks are on 790. Very busy week coming up for both stations, and I'll tell you all about it. Because our friend
Dunkel allows me the time every day to tell you about it. Again, his great business, Precision Civil Engineering, one of our sponsors. Planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management, all there under one roof, 449-4500, or precisioneng.net for more information. And Lyles College of Engineering always benefits the great fundraising that Ed does for Fresno State and for Lyles College of Engineering, where so many of those grads from campus go right to work at Precision. Again, the goal to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. Ed, going through the program, being a proud graduate of both Fresno State and the Lyles College of Engineering there, always takes care of those students, and we really appreciate it. And we appreciate the time he gives me to tell you about the schedule. So beyond what I mentioned for today, Thursday we start Week 16, 3 weeks to go in the regular season of the NFL, and it's a critically important game. The Rams and the Seahawks up at Lumen Field in Seattle. Of course, the Rams beat the Seahawks on a missed field goal by the Seahawks at the final gun down in SoFi a few weeks back. The winner has a leg up on being the one seed, and I think people are aware the one seed in the National Football League for a conference is a big deal because everybody else has to play the first week, but the one seed does not. We'll see how it plays out. And, of course, the 49ers will be watching that game very closely as they get ready to play the Monday night game in Indy. That's Major Wager Monday for us, which means Carter and the gang, me and Ed's Victory Grill, Granite Park, Cedar and Dakota. Huge game for the 49ers. And, of course, the great food of me and Ed's, the big screen TVs, the giveaways. Wonderful time. Two more Mondays to go. So check it out at me and Ed's Victory Grill. Get there by 5 o'clock. For the 49ers, they better watch it because they're favored by almost a touchdown. And yet, with Phillip Rivers there, and even though the Colts have been taking on water now for the better part of a month and a half, with the Bears and the Seahawks waiting for the final 2 weeks at Levi's, if the 49ers look past this game on Monday, they will end up losing it and fouling up their season big time. The wild card looks good right now because the Lions lost, though if the 49ers were to lose their final three, they're probably out. But any hope they have for the division, they need to win these final three. So it's a really busy weekend, and that'll be front and center for us with the Rams on Thursday, the 49ers on Monday. A lot of games in between, and also the four opening games of the college football playoff will be on this weekend on Friday and Saturday. So really a very, very busy time. Also a high school game coming up that Phil will tell you about, and the Lakers as well will get back to action. So a blanket bit of sports across this 7 day period coming up. Also want to remind you about the great shows. Phil normally 3 to 6 with his fine show Behind the Bench. It gets moved around a bit by play on Thursdays. He is at Fashion Furniture with our good friend Rod Avedike. And again, the best furniture on the planet, nothing like it in all of California. The great conversation of Phil's show. You can always reach Phil on the Lease Air Hotline, 559-320-1430, and some good eats as well. Again, El Paso across from River Park, stop in 3 o'clock on Thursday. Paul Metters has two fine shows as well on 790, 6 to 7 on Wednesday evenings. Sunbird Sports Show, all about Fresno Pacific Athletics. We have more Sunbird action coming up play-by-play-wise as we roll through the academic year. Also on Saturday mornings, Paul's long-running show from First String Sports, Central Valley Sports Report, 10 a.m. to noon on 1430. We're with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, tdad1 at att.net, tdad, the number one, at att.net. First names are fine. Benito, you said you had a great time in Lubbock, Texas. You just can't remember. That's frightening in a lot of ways. I assume that would be the game when Jamie Kimbrough, who never fumbles, ended up losing the ball in his own end zone. Otherwise, you're just visiting Lubbock for S's and giggles, maybe. But I'm glad you had a good time in Lubbock. Benito, I worry about you, Paisan. I really do. All right. Now, the other notes. For the station, everything you need, 1430 ESPNFresno.com. The live links and podcasts are there. Get the app. Makes it a lot easier to listen. Remind you one more time, NIL money is critically important. Check that out at GoBulldogs.com. And as we wrap things up, again, the final reminder from our friends at KFC and Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. I want to mention again, they know the holidays are a busy time. but they have your back right now. If you're getting ready for Christmas next week and you're looking for a meal tonight or any time leading up to that or even on Christmas Day, keep in mind the Extra Crispy Festive Feast is underway. For just $25, you get 8 pieces of golden extra crispy drumsticks and thighs, 2 large mashed potatoes, 4 warm biscuits, and a gravy flight that features classic brown, new white peppercorn, and new Southwest cheddar gravies. It's an easy-to-put-together meal for you. It's a great value, too, and it's a way to skip the stress of the holiday season right now with the Extra Crispy Festive Feast. As always, at KFC, it's finger-licking good. So thanks to those local operators at KFC. Thanks to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, Joe Crew, Superior Pipe Stainless Supply, and Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. Thanks to Jackson Moore. Thanks to Jorge. I'll talk to Jack Furtick tomorrow about basketball. Phyllis coming up, then the NBA Emirates Final. We'll see you guys tomorrow on KFIJ Fresno.